AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ikram Riffa is upset to hear about the deadly shootings in San Bernardino, California, even more upset to find out that the couple that did it lived in her neighborhood in San Bernardino.
As a human, we feel so bad. As a Muslim, when I say that these people, they don't represent me, they don't represent my religion.
Investigators are still working on a motive. San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Bergwan says the couple had more than 1,600 bullets with them when they were killed in a gun battle with police. There were also devices found in the couple's home.
There were 12 pipe bomb type devices found in that house or in the garage to that house. There were also hundreds of tools, many of which could be used to construct IEDs or pipe bombs.
Lisa Groudon's daughter survived the shooting.
She thought it was just somebody was fooling around until she actually got hit. She thought it was a sandbag. She said she looked down, she had a big hole in her side.
The number of people injured in the mass shooting in San Bernardino has risen from 17 to 21. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is issuing a fresh plea for stricter gun control after yesterday's mass shooting in California. On Wall Street today, it was a rough day for the investors. Stock prices finished sharply lower on Wall Street, following an even bigger slump today in Europe. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished down 251 points. A source tells the Associated Press the headliner has been chosen to perform at the upcoming Super Bowl. That was when I ruled the world. It is Coldplay. The Super Bowl will be played on February 7th outside of San Francisco, California. An official announcement from the National Football League will be made before tonight's Packers-Lions game from Detroit. This is AP Radio News. 16 more men have been indicted, including five current and former members of FIFA's ruling executive committee, in an investigation into soccer corruption.
Each of the 16 new defendants is charged with racketeering conspiracy and with other crimes in connection with their sustained abuse, as set forth in the indictment, of their positions for financial gain.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the bribes are linked to marketing rights for the Copa America and World Cup qualifying soccer matches. As mentioned tonight in the National Football League, in the NFC North, the Detroit Lions host the Green Bay Packers. After a rough start, the Lions and cornerback Darius Slay have a chance to make the playoffs.
That'd be awesome, you know, for the fan base. Great, you know, but for us, we just take it one game at a time and try to see if we can sneak in.
The Lions have won three games in a row. The Packers, meantime, they are slumping. Green Bay has lost four out of their last five games. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.